This is Dr. Don Wilton.
What did God do? He focused on their faith, not on the obstacle. Now, why did God focus on their faith and not on the obstacle? Can I tell you why? Because God doesn't have any obstacles. Have you ever thought about that? Anyone here who can name any obstacle that God has? Not a single obstacle. God doesn't even know what an obstacle is. He's God. God's not interested in the obstacle. God is interested in my faith, in my relationship with Him.
It is so good to welcome you to today's edition of The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. Today, the message on the overcoming dead is going to help us understand something unique about life and death, about new life, and saying goodbye to the past. In just a minute, we'll head to the book of Hebrews, beginning in chapter 11. But I want you to know, more importantly, Dr. Don wants you to know we are here for you. We would love to pray with you and for you right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or let's connect online, keyboard to keyboard, on theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Now, Dr. Wilton.
I'm going to invite you to take your Bibles this morning and turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. We're in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, let me say a couple of things to you as we listen to what God has to say to us this morning. I think it is true to say that one would trust and pray that every time I stand up and preach the Word of God, that God would give me that Word, and I pray that that would be the case every time. But I'm concerned about this morning. I'm going to say to you that God has written a word upon my heart today. And I'm going to guarantee you something, that if you listen, if you hear what God is saying, you're going to be saved a lot of trouble in your life. Not only that, but God is going to bless you. Our subject is the overcoming dead. There is not a single person that I know that does not find him or herself confronting obstacles in life. I don't know what your obstacles are. All of us run into brick walls. All of us. It may be physically. I've met people who are married. You say to me, now, wait a minute, Pastor, don't pick on marriage. Because marriage is supposed to just be this wonderful thing. Coochie, coochie, smoochie, smoochie for the next 60 years. And folks, the truth of the matter is that many marriages struggle in a lot of ways. Especially marriage, because we get married and it becomes private. We close the door. Nobody else knows about it. But there are a lot of people who are facing very difficult obstacles in their marriage. Some people with people, maybe it's a son or a daughter, a husband or a wife, a circumstance, maybe in your business. I don't know. That's not my job today, is to try and enunciate a whole series of obstacles. Just simply to say this, that life is filled with brick walls. Do you know that that happened to the children of Israel? They were delivered from Egypt. They disobeyed God. They wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. And at the end of their 40-year wanderings, they came into the promised land, and bang, there it was. It came in the form of the name of a city. It was called Jericho. And the Bible tells us that Jericho had a wall built around it, completely around it. It was an impenetrable fortress. I'm going to show you what happened. Now, folks, I want to tell you, I'm about to share some gold with you. Write these things down. God will bless your life. I'll guarantee you there's at least one person worshiping with us today that is saying, that's me, Pastor. I've reached that insurmountable obstacle. It seems like nothing will change. Maybe you use this phrase, I just don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. This is what the Bible says. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Now take your Bible and turn back in the Old Testament to Joshua chapter 6. That's in the Old Testament, right near the beginning, right after Deuteronomy, Joshua, and chapter 6. Now, I'm not going to read this passage for you, excepting I'm going to show you some things, because Joshua chapter 6 tells us the whole story. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30 is just that one statement that by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after the people had marched around it. Well, Joshua chapter 6 sets it up. Verse 1, look at verse 1. Now Jericho was tightly shut up. Because of the Israelites, no one went in and nobody came out. Any questions? That's an insurmountable object. That is an obstacle that is impenetrable. Nobody came in, nobody came out. There was nothing you could do. Here comes Joshua, the children of Israel, and bang. Now here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to do three things. Number one, we're going to look at what God did. Number two, we're going to look at what they did. Number three, we're going to look at what we must do. Are you ready for that? Three phases here. Number one, what did God do here in the time of the Bible? Number two, what did they do? The Israelites, led by Joshua. Number three, what must we do? What must I do related to my marriage, to my physical well-being, to my diagnosis, to my insurmountable problem, to my brick wall, to this barrier that's presenting itself to me? What do I do? All right, number one, what did God do? Seven things that God did. Number one, He declared victory in advance. You can see that in verse 2. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, Joshua, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with the kings and all the soldiers and everybody else." Now, folks, let's understand something. Here's Joshua with the whole nation of Israel, and he's looking at this impenetrable fortress. Nobody can come in, nobody can go out. It's got a wall around it. It's impregnable. And God turns to him and says, "Look, Joshua, I have given you Jericho." Now, folks, if you will beg my pardon today, I don't want to sound rude or facetious as far as God is concerned, but if I was Joshua, I would have stood there and said, "Say what? Excuse me? Now, wait a minute. Are my eyes deceiving me? Do you not understand what I'm looking at?" So what does God do? God declares victory in advance, before anything's been done, humanly speaking. Number two, what did God do? He focused on their faith, not on the obstacle. Now, why did God focus on their faith and not on the obstacle? Can I tell you why? Because God doesn't have any obstacles. Have you ever thought about that? Anyone here who can name any obstacle that God has? Not a single obstacle. God doesn't even know what an obstacle is. He's God. God's not interested in the obstacle. God is interested in my faith, in my relationship with Him. What God is saying here is that what is important is not the overwhelming obstacle. What's important is what I believe about God, my faith. Number three, God used unusual tactics. Now, I wish I had time to read through all of this, because from verse 2 on, you're going to read that they had to have a certain number of priests, they had to have a certain number of music instruments, they had to march around the city for 6 days. By the way, that was an incredible ordeal. On the seventh day, they had to march around the city 7 days. Then they had to all blow the trumpet, and then they ought to all stand there and shout. Now, you know they weren't Baptists, because Baptists don't believe in shouting and worshiping at the same time. It's pretty evident. All right? Yeah, they were. Now, that's unusual, folks. Can you imagine going to one of our commanding officers in Baghdad right now and saying, "Look, I know they're giving you problems in Fallujah. Let me tell you how to conquer Fallujah. Get all the Marines and get them together. Get together a band. March around Fallujah 7 times. On the 7th day, march 7 times. Then blow the trumpet, all begin to shout. I know what I'd do. I'd tell them to blow a bagpipe. That'll get them that place in a heartbeat. They'd be running for their lives. But do whatever it is. Now, folks, that's an unusual tactic. By the way, do you know that God is the God of unusual tactics? Do you know that prayer is an unusual tactic? That's why we believe in prayer. You say, Pastor, why are you going to bring people that are hurting? Lay hands on them and pray for them. Can I tell you why? Because the Bible tells us to do it. That's why we're going to do that. We believe in prayer. You come and you say, well, my marriage is in problem, or I've got this kind of problem, or I'm praying for my children. Well, why don't you just pray? The world thinks that's ludicrous. That's an unusual tactic. That's not in the ordinary. Well, what did God do? Number three, he used unusual tactics. Number four, he chose faith over fight.
Indeed, it was a great victory. We all could use more victories in our life, couldn't we? Forgive the interruption. There's so much more to come with today's message by Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we have wonderful resources available for you, including a daily email that he sends out early in the morning. Helps jumpstart my quiet time. It'll jumpstart yours as well. And you can sign up online at theencouragingword.org or just text the word daily to 30500. That's one word, daily, to 30500. We'll send you back a hot link. You can sign up, and by this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don Wilton.
Across America, there are different views on when life begins and when it should end. What do you believe? What does the Bible say? When does life really begin? Join Dr. Wilton as he teaches biblical truths with compassion straight from God's Word in his classic and timely message, The Sanctity of Human Life. Plus, you will receive 2 bonus gifts, Why Pro-Life and Counterculture in a World of Abortion. These powerful ministry resources will help equip you with the facts to see life through the lens of God's Word. Request The Sanctity of Human Life, a classic and timely message on CD, and the bonus gifts for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word today. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support as we continue to proclaim God's truth around the world.
Now, in just a few minutes, Dr. Wilton's going to continue as we dive into the Overcoming Dead message. You can hear all of this, of course, online as well at theencouragingword.org. Not just this message, but many more. Don't forget to check us out online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
Human nature says, listen, get my armed troops together. You know, Joshua was a mighty man of valor. Joshua probably said, man, bring in my scouts. Bring in the boys. Bring in the special forces. Man, get the Navy SEALs up here from the River Jordan. We'll fix them. Let's go in there. We'll show those people. God chose faith over fight. God's ways are not man's ways. Number 5, he demanded simple obedience. Did you notice that? What did God do here in this predicament? He demanded simple obedience. Do you know what simple obedience is? You know, simple obedience means that when mom and dad ask you to do something, you just do it. Now, sometimes maybe you don't really agree or something. Like, simple obedience is just doing that because mom or dad has told you to do it. Because they love you. They don't want any harm to come on you. They're doing it for your best. They're doing it because they love you. God demands simple obedience. Lord, you speak, I'm going to go and do it. All right, number 6, he demonstrated his power. What did God do here? He demonstrated his power. By the way, watch this. When something presents itself in your life, whether it's marriage, your health, finances, home, your studies, God God will demonstrate his power. Now, I've met many people who say, wait a minute. I'm just going to capitulate. I'm not going to do anything. I don't have the means. Folks, listen, I've had young people say to me, well, I didn't get the right SAT scores. Therefore, I'm not good enough. Excuse me? You didn't get the right SAT scores? So what? Listen, when God gets involved, there is nothing that even comes close to being considered an obstacle that you cannot overcome. Now, why does God do for us what we cannot do for ourselves? In order to demonstrate his power. If I have got cancer and the doctors tell me nothing can happen because I cannot be healed, and God heals me, do you know why God heals me? God heals me not for myself. I've got nothing to do with it. God does it for his glory. Do you know that everything that happens is done for the glory of God? It is a demonstration of the power and the glory of God. Number seven. God gave them a great victory. God did that. Gave them a great victory. He did it. He declared it in advance, gave them instructions, they did what he told them to do. And the Bible says in verse 20, when the trumpet sounded and the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet and the people gave a loud shout, the wall of the city collapsed. So every man charged straight in and they took the city. Now watch me, folks, watch me. You can have the victory. But you've got to take note about what God did. Number two, what did they do? What did they do? Well, the children of Israel did several things. Number one, they identified their obstacle. They identified their obstacle. I'm told, people tell me, that the greatest challenge that faces an alcoholic is his inability to recognize that he's an alcoholic. By the way, do you know why so many marriages are in trouble today? Because the husband and or the wife refuse to identify, to recognize and admit that their marriage is in trouble. Are you listening? I know every one of us say that our children are perfect. The greatest hindrance that you can put in the life of your children is to refuse and refuse to acknowledge that your children are not perfect. That's why there's such a problem in the education system. As soon as a teacher at school disciplines a child, count to three and the parent is at the door. Let me come and tell you something. You telling my child to do something? My child's perfect. You don't tell my child what to do. Do you understand me? There is a total crumbling of discipline, of education. The whole fabric of society is breaking down because none of us want to admit that Puffikins is anything less than perfect. Right? Somebody say amen. Amen. Thank you very much. All right. Number one, what did they do? They identified their obstacle. Number two, they set aside their personal agenda. Now, folks, you're going to notice here when Jericho fell, all of these people, there was not one single word from any of them. They just all set aside their personal agenda. Sometimes in order to be an overcomer, my friend, you've got to lay aside your pet peeves. You've got to lay it down, your own personal agenda. By the way, do you know what a good word for personal agenda is? Pride. Boy, does our pride get in the way. Nobody going to tell me what to do. Are you kidding me? Listen, I know what to do. I'm not going to. And boy, we come up with all of that kind of macho stuff as men. Pride gets in the way. We're not going to do. Listen, they laid aside their personal agenda. Number three, they followed instructions. Boy, we have a problem with that, don't we? God gave them instructions through Joshua and they followed it. They did what they were told. You know, I had a couple about 5 years ago come to me and they said to me, Pastor, we're in trouble. I said, what seems to be the problem? They said, we are in so much debt, we don't know what to do. Folks, all of us know about debt. I'll guarantee you there's a lot of people worshiping here today that are in massive debt. You owe money for everything. Every credit card, everything you could imagine. Well, I looked at them and I said to them, what can I do? I said, well, Pastor, we know you're not a financial person and that's not your job, but we need to come to our pastor. Nobody knows. I said, who knows about it? They said, nobody. But our ship's sinking. We owe money to everybody. We can't make payments anymore. We're looking at having to sell our home, do drastic stuff. We're in trouble. I said, well, okay, let's sit down. I sat down with them. I spoke to some friends of mine who are CPAs and financial advisors. I gave them a list of like 10 things to do. And I said, let me tell you, if you follow these 10 things, 5 years from now, you'll be out of debt according to this plan. 5 years? Yes. 5 years. You've got so much debt. What do you think's going to happen? You're going to be out of debt next week? 5 years from now, you'll be out of debt. Guess what happened? Monday a week ago, my phone rang. The husband was on the phone. He said, Pastor, you've probably forgotten all about us, haven't you? I said, no, I haven't, but what was it? I can't remember why you came to see. He said, well, we came, remember, we were in debt. I said, yep. I said, what's happened? He said, I just wanted to call you and tell you that as of today, we are completely out of debt. You talk about a burden. Folks, that was an insurmountable burden, an obstacle. Well, what is it? What did they do? They followed instructions. Number four, they listened to godly advice. They listened to Joshua. By the way, do you know that God will always put godly people around you? It's what I love about a church like this. Maybe your coach, most definitely your mom and dad, maybe your grandparents, maybe that friend. God will send people to you. They listened to godly advice. Number five, here's a tough one. They joined the team. They joined the team. One thing you'll notice about the fall of Jericho is that the whole nation did it. There were no stragglers. God's word says every one of them got involved. By the way, you want to know how to win a baseball game? Play as a team, right? Number six, here's a hard one now. They worked hard. They worked hard. Folks, it was jolly hard work. It was relentless work. They walked around that city. I don't know that I've ever met many people in my life who have just arrived. You want to be an overcomer, you got to be prepared to work. You got to get down to it. You got to be disciplined. Number seven, they knew what they believed.
What a powerful message. Dr. Don will be back in just a moment, but I want you to know that we're connecting. We're doing it keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. And this phone number, I pray you would jot it down, store it in your cell, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Before we get away, a closing thought with Dr. Don.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, these are such special times together. I'm so grateful, my friends, that we can worship together like this through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. And you're such a vital part of all that God's doing. And I just love you. And I want you to know that. You know, this ministry goes on 24 hours round the clock all the time. We want to be involved in your life, and we want to continue to pray for you. You can call us at any time. You can partner with us all the time through prayer and through your giving. We know that you are 100% engaged as we are in sharing God's truth with our searching world. That's what this is all about. We need Jesus, don't we? And God is doing a great work. And I love you today. Thank God for you. Pray for you. God bless you.
Again, if the Lord's spoken to you, let's don't hesitate to make a decision to draw a line in the sand and let us do it with you. If God has changed your life, won't you let Dr. Don know? You can email him directly, Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. That's Don at theencouragingword.org. Or call one of us right now. Let us know what God's doing in your life. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or as we say, we'd love to connect with you on our website as well. Do it keyboard to keyboard at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. A great place to take a look at wonderful resources like this about the sanctity of human life.
Across America, there are different views on when life begins and when it should end. What do you believe? What does the Bible say? When does life really begin? Join Dr. Wilton as he teaches biblical truths with compassion straight from God's Word in his classic and timely message, The Sanctity of Human Life. Plus, you will receive two bonus gifts, Why Pro-Life and Counterculture in a World of Abortion. These powerful ministry resources will help equip you with the facts to see life through the lens of God's Word. Request The Sanctity of Human Life, a classic and timely message on CD, and the bonus gifts for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word today. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support as we continue to proclaim God's truth around the world.
We have a number of resources. I hope you'll take a look online at the Counterculture book as well. Dr. Don, one of Dr. Don's preacher boys, as he would say, David Platt, has written a powerful book, and it's available on our website at theencouragingword.org, or just pick up the phone and call us at 866-899-WORD. We would love to connect with you. Till next time, take care and God bless.
You guys have been a great inspiration to me, and I just wanted to call and say that you guys have lifted my heart. Every time I listen to you, Dr. Wilton, you brought me out of so many times when I felt down. And I just want to thank you so much. And I'll be listening again. Thank you.